Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's Classical Christian Curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR9. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
I never thought of myself as different or out of the majority on this issue, but I suppose I might be. The numbers would shock you. The number of children who, over the course of their time as children in the home, are raised with father gone. Not simply gone to work, but not there in any real sense, not engaged in any real sense at all. I grew up with a father who came home from work, and he was as engaged as a tired man could be after 8 or 9 hours of work every day, but he was engaged in the lives of his children. That is becoming more and more rare. And what are the consequences of that? Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're going to talk about the benefits of having a father in the home. Dr. Brad Wilcox joins us. He's director of the National Marriage Project and professor of sociology at the University of Virginia, senior fellow at the Institute for Family Studies, visiting scholar for the American Enterprise Institute, and author of a recent column titled Marriage Facilitates Responsible Fatherhood. Dr. Wilcox, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Todd, it's good to be here today.
Why did you recently offer testimony to the U.S. House Ways and Means Committee?
Well, you know, they're considering changing some programs that are targeting dads in the Responsible Fatherhood Program, and they're considering kind of de-emphasizing the importance of marriage as part and parcel of fatherhood today. And so I just wanted to give them a little bit of a caution on that score, because obviously, dads come in lots of different sizes and shapes today, but it's still the case that marriage is an institution that tends to anchor men to their kids.
Why is fatherhood regarded as unimportant or superfluous by some?
Well, you know, we live in an age that wants to celebrate diversity, and one diversity is family diversity today. And so I think there are certainly some folks, some educators, you know, some pop cultural figures, some academics who want to argue, want to contend, want to suggest that dads don't matter for our kids, that kids can flourish in a variety of different family forms. And hey, you know, I was raised by a single mom. I think I've turned out okay in many respects, but I'm also a social scientist, and the science is pretty clear that having a father in the home is on average benefit for our kids.
What percentage of children are being raised with a father in the home?
Well, you know, at any one point in time, it's probably about a third, you know, give or take. But over the course of a child's life, what we see is about 1 in 2 kids in America will spend some time outside of a home with, you know, with their married dad.
How does at-home fatherhood differ from absent fatherhood in terms of the general outcomes for children?
Well, what we see in the research is that kids are more likely to flourish in school. They're about twice as likely to graduate from college, for instance, if they have an active, engaged dad in the home versus not having a dad in the home, a dad who's kind of absent and disengaged. We see that boys are more likely to fall in trouble with the law, to be incarcerated, for instance, end up in jail or in prison by the time they're 30, about twice as likely if it's a single mom versus a married family with dad in the picture. And the girls are about, again, twice as likely to end up pregnant as teenagers when dad's not in the home compared to when dad is in the household.
How does the at-home fatherhood benefit parents themselves?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Men who are living with their kids are less likely to be depressed compared, especially to men who are living apart from their children. And it looks like they do a little better on depression compared to dads who have no kids as well. Men also tend to work harder, longer, more strategically, and make more money when they are married dads living with their children, compared to men in other situations.
You offered in your testimony for the U.S. House 3 lessons from the social sciences. What are those 3 lessons, Dr. Wilcox?
Well, you know, the first lesson is that kids benefit from having an active and engaged father, a whole different bunch of outcomes as we discussed. The second thing is that non-residential dads are just not as likely, unfortunately, and I know plenty of good non-residential dads out there, but they're not as likely on average to maintain a kind of a day in and day out presence with their kids. And then the third thing is that men who are married to the mother of their children are much more likely, when the kids are born, to remain in their kids' lives in terms of being in the household and active, engaged, and affectionate with their kids over the course of their lives. So those are three lessons that kind of help us to understand how, if you're really about trying to improve dads' connections to their kids, you've also got to be about improving the health of marriage in America.
How does public policy currently support at-home fatherhood?
Well, you know, there is this initiative on healthy, responsible fatherhood that the government's been funding for a number of years, and that's certainly, I think, helpful in some ways for our dads. The government's also funding PSAs that celebrate the contributions that fathers make to their kids' lives, and that's a good thing. But I don't think we're doing as much as we could to sort of strengthen dads' role in their kids' lives from a kind of a public policy perspective.
How does public policy currently fail to support fathers in the home?
You know, I think that there are two problems that I see, among others, in public policy today. One is that a lot of programs end up penalizing marriage. I was talking to a working class couple here in Virginia just a couple of weeks ago, and you know, they're together, they've got two beautiful children, you know, they seem pretty good. And I was kind of figuring out that they weren't married. And so I'm like, what's that about? And they said, well, we actually sat down at the kitchen table and ran the calculations, and we can't afford to get married. I'm like, what do you mean you can't afford to get married? Like, well, if we were to get married, we'd lose access to Medicaid. So their health care for the mom and the two kids is paid for by the federal government, and were they to marry and report his modest income, it's about $30,000 as an IT tech, they would lose access to Medicaid. So this is an example of where unintentionally public policy is discouraging marriage, especially for working class families who kind of run up against these thresholds for benefits like Medicaid and food stamps and child care, et cetera. The second thing I think is that our divorce laws tend to sort of support the spouse who's kind of the least committed to the marriage, you know, when couples are hitting a rough spot in their married life. And I don't want to go back to fault-based divorce, but I think we could think about divorce laws that are more just and that are more likely to discourage needless divorce involving children.
Finally then, Dr. Wilcox, with Father's Day coming up this weekend, as a sociologist, what message would you like to send to fathers?
The message that I would like to send to dads who are, you know, making an effort to remain engaged in their kids' lives, making an effort to be affectionate with their kids, and making an effort to either remain happily married to the mother of their children or to, you know, remain in a decent co-parenting relationship, you know, with their kids' moms if they're separated, is just, you know, thank you for doing all that you do to be a good dad and remain actively involved in your children's life.
Dr. Brad Wilcox is director of the National Marriage Project and professor of sociology at the University of Virginia. He's senior fellow at the Institute for Family Studies, visiting scholar for the American Enterprise Institute, and author of a recent column titled Marriage Facilitates Responsible Fatherhood. You can read it at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Dr. Wilcox, thank you.
Thanks for having me on today.
On the subject of fatherhood, with Father's Day coming up, we're going to post an encore of a fantastic interview that we did with Pastor Rolf Preuss on fatherhood this weekend at our website, issuesetc.org. Look for it there on the Listen on Demand page. When we come back, it's Friday. We're coming to you live. It's June the 14th, and it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week.
For a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR9. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans and their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. lcms.org/armedforces.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Emmanuel Press is a Lutheran-owned business in Fort Wayne, Indiana, in operation since 2004. That's 15 years of publishing liturgical and devotional books, 15 years of collaborating with Lutheran authors, artists, and translators. Thanks to our loyal customers and Issues, Etc., we look forward to many more years of confessing and teaching the Christian faith. Visit us online at emmanuelpress.us, EMMANUEL press.us.